Is the Ishkach to the Parnas of today, Sheldon Shabsian Rachel Lerner, Li'ilu Nismas Praji Ben Avram, and Rivka, the Nisham Shavali, and the whole family, Shemli Simcha, Nachas, and Brochim. Learning Pachat Yitzchak, Maim Shuas, Maim Chafalev, Perek Beis. I'm going to try very hard to finish. There's a lot that should be said and could be said, but I understand it's important to try to cover the Maimur, so we'll try to finish if it's possible tonight. We were learning how from the Mitzias of Adam Nivri Yechidi, man was created by himself. Man was created alone. That reality of man is created in such a way meant two opposing forces in every individual's life and in the life of all mankind, which is, on the one hand, man has a tremendous, tremendous need to be that individual person and to feel his own sense of worth, self-worth, his unique part in Hashem's world and Hashem's eyes. But at the same time, since it's Avecha Lukulam, we all come from the same person, so therefore there's also a need to have this connection to each other. It's all a family, so to speak, and there's a tremendous need for achdus, for connectedness, and so on. And the Rosh Hashiva was explaining through this dialectic of man's need to be a yachid, at the same time, to be biyachad. So the Rashi was explaining in Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Ki b'or panecha nesata lanu Hashem Elokeinu. Ki b'or panecha nesata lanu Hashem Elokeinu, b'achinu avinu klanu k'echad, b'or panecha. And he was explaining about that or hapanim, that is the shirayim, that's that what's left on the tzur of a human being, that last shirayim, of that yichidus of man, of man's unique stature in Hashem's eyes and in this world. And we were learning how death, Misa, the presence of death, is something which is constantly threatening that sense of Bishvili Nivra Arlan. We're going to talk now about the Luchas. And the end of the bracha of that we're talking about in Shemoneh Esrei, "Barachinu avinu klanu k'echad b'or panecha, kiv or panecha nesat lanu taras chayim v'avas chesed." So Perek Beis, let's go. Sivav, kama pama masakna kvar b'diyu kamishkol sheben alam chaveru v'sheben alam malkim b'matan luchas. The luchas are divided into two parts. There's the first part, which are the mitzvahs, the five commandments, the five dibros ben aron lamakom, and the second half, the second part, luchas of ben aron lachaveru, chamish dibros of chalucha luach, chamish keneged chamish ben aron lamakom keneged ben aron lachaveru, chamish dibros ben aron lamakom chamish dibros ben aron lachaveru. Ulematzina b'shum makom acher, we don't find anywhere else. Diuk mishkal kezeh, a synchronized, perfected balance between those two worlds, this relationship biyachas ben adam lamakom and the union of ben adam lachaveru el haben adam lachaveru. Kol parashas shenishnes lanishes ela b'shvil dor b'shnes chadish ba. We need to understand the chiddush of this. Why did Hashem reveal the Torah to us in such a way of five lucha, the five dibros ben adam lachaveru, and the five dibros Ben Aron Lamakom, and the five dibros Ben Aron Lachaveru. Zayin. V'nas chil v'noimar. Kol su b'tari v'ahaft l'reacha kamarech was in last week's parasha. V'ahaft l'reacha kamarech to love another Jew as yourself. U'pirish Ramban. And the Ramban says something astonishing. D'hach kamarecha hu b'derech haflaga. When the Torah says to love another person as you love yourself, the Ramban says it's a haflaga. It's shocking to use such a word. Haflaga means it's an exaggeration. It's an exaggeration. To say that a person should love another person as himself, that can't be. Now, people talk that way. The Baruch Shalom is, doesn't talk that way. V'nosna zeh shnei tamen. Chad, one reason. V'nei shal yikabu lev adam leho v'schaver kamoisa. Because it's not possible for a person to love somebody else as he loves himself. V'od. And not only that, the Ramban explains, v'nei shal zeh hu k'neged hadin. Neged hadin. It's against halacha. How do we see that it's against halacha? The famous Gemara, that if it comes down to a situation where it's a matter of saving your life or somebody else's life, the din is, we're not talking about whether it's mutter, but the din is, that you don't love that person as yourself, your life comes first, ayin sham. The Rashiva says, this Ramban causes a storm in our hearts. Umaflim esainayim, and it's a wonder in our eyes. The case that Yitach Lemar al-Lishonah shel Torah b'achas ha-mitzvahs, how is it possible for Ramban to say such a thing regarding one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, v'haf l'racha kamaycha, shatzivi bo b'nusuk shel havlog v'hagzom, that the mitzvah was given to us, and Hashem said it and revealed it in a way of exaggeration. In other words, it's not the reality. The reality is that it's not possible for a person to love somebody else as much as he loves himself. She'ein la achiza b'mitzias ha-mamish. It means it's something which is not, it's not real. How could Hashem have given the mitzvah in such a way? V'gam ha-tayin l'shu g'neged adin. What about that? That it's against Hashem's own Torah. Einam u'ilu b'k'goin dodit. How does that work? Okay, so this is around 2 hours, 3 hours. We're going to try this in a half hour. Concentrate, let's go. What he says here is a gewaldige chiddush. Omnam, ches, omnam. Hine kvar nesbor lana b'perek ha-kaidim. We already learned in the last parak of this maimer. Kishtei ha-bechines. These two bechines, shel yechidus Adam, the uniqueness of man, that he was created, Adam was created by himself, and therefore woven into the fabric of each and every human being, to the DNA of a human being, is that feeling of b'shvili nevra olam. His own self-worth and value, ki'il, he's worth all of creation. V'achdus Adam. At the same time, there's that need for love, for warmth, for companionship. There's that need for the other, because we're all the descendants of one person. That creates, we spoke about this a lot last week, and that creates this natural need for companionship, for friendship, for marriage, and uchulei. All of this is rooted in that fact that man was created, Davka Hashem created him, Yechidi, alone, by himself. As opposed to all other things, all other creatures that were made in such a way, they're just members of a species, but not Adam Nirvi Yechidi. Ubavadai, Shapiska Bebchinis Achdus Adam, he mitzvahs Ahavta. There's no question that the ultimate, says the Pisgah, the height of that possibility for two people to be connected one to the other, for that achdus, is expressed in this mitzvah of v'ahavt l'racha kamocha. Because kamocha means, it sounds like it means kamocha mamish, it means echad, two people, to love another person as yourself, mamish. So, if shalashar ba'achdus adam nekudas goyve yoyse raimimah me'asher ahavas azulas, there can't be any nekuda of achdus between two people. Between people, then ahavas azulas ba'ashva achas and ahavas atzmo, loving the person, another person, as much as you love yourself. That's mamish, that the two are one. V'kushta de milse hachiyu. And the truth is, the hashva zushal ahavas azulas ahavas atzmai loyte tochin b'shum panim. This ahavta l'racha kamaycha. This hashva, this possibility of two people being one, loyte tochin b'shum panim, cannot possibly be el b'shosh a sefer hayuchsin shalano, unless we open up our sefer hayuchsin, unless we go back and check our yichus. The yichus of every human being, me other marishin shenever yichidi. It's not possible to even conceive of such a thing, unless of Adam Nevi Yechidi, without opening up the Yichus of Adam Nevi Yechidi. Hu pasuach lefaneinu. Only if that book, only if the Sefer HaYuchsin, so to speak, is opened up before us, can this even be considered a possibility that since we all come from the same father, we all share that same DNA, can it even be considered that there is such a possibility of two being one? Biguli mamish b'kom lo pshituso. Alokvar nispar shesicha senu b'perek ha'kaidim. We spoke about this in the last parak. Kilacha sheniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the great cataclysmic tragedy that took place at the beginning of time. Adam and Chava ate from the tree. And as a result of that, hineach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kapo miato, man was diminished. V'hamiyut hazehu akisa yoyserav, and this miyut, this reduced life of man, that now man is covered under this thick cloak of a hastara, hayoyse tahimis, of a horrible and deep concealment that is concealing, that's covering over that reality of Adam Nevi Yechidi, of man's self-worth, his greatness, his stature. We learned the yichidus of man, man's uniqueness is screaming out, Bishvili Nivarlam. The rest of the world is Bishvili. The whole world exists for me. I'm worth, my existence is worth all of creation. But then the problem is that as a result of the chait, v'hifas hamisa, then death, the Malach HaMavis came into the world. Shehihi miuta shel Adam, this is man being diminished. This is the miuta Adam, and this miuta of the human being that takes place as a result of death. So serisi esahakarish b'shvili nivra, because of the world, as we learned in the last parak, because if the world was created for me, then how does the world go on after I die? The teretz is, I'm not who I thought that I was. This is ma'ein what a person experiences after Shever Bachas. Sheha olam is kaim, you can take that any way you like. Sheha olam is kaim v'oimed gam la'achim yisosu v'chalifosu shalom. The world seems to go on after I'm gone. U'b'shum oifen sheva olam e'ef shaloy l'odam l'achyas b'navsho es ha'kar k'b'shvili nev olam. So, is there a way? This is the great problem that man has. Is there a way to somehow lahachyos benafsho, to revive within oneself this feeling of enduring self-worth, of some great eternal significance and importance? Is there any way for a human being who's now subject to death, is there any way to somehow revive within oneself, despite the knowledge that he's going to leave the world and the world is going to continue on without him, is there any way to revive within oneself that feeling of greatness, of uniqueness, of enduring significance? The teretz is, the only way it's possible, el yoda shel hamun hapnimis b'tchias emesem. It's only when a person believes in this way of emun hapnimis, that when I die, it's not finished. It's not over. That the Baruch Shalom has a kivyachal, a use, a need for me beyond this death that takes place, that ends this present hakofa, and seems to make a mockery out of this whole havamina of b'shvili nevarlam. Only if you believe b'emunah pnimis and chias ameisim or b'siluk hamavis ba'olam, and the disappearance of death from the world. And he says something very deep in the parentheses that really would be a whole talk. V'roim onu kein le'einenu. We see before our eyes. Shemekeven she'munis t'chias ha'meisim enena sholetis etzol anshiachol. Since this deep belief, or any belief at all, in the resurrection of the dead, in my coming back, in my being worth it to be here forever, since that's something which is missing to a large extent from most people, Shuv lo shoktu v'lo nachu, ad shoharidu es erko shel adam. Therefore, we see how the value and the worth of human beings has been so decreased and diminished, and life has become so worthless in the eyes of so many people. Adli de hashva im shabai lechayin, that human beings are considered or compared to animals and are treated like animals. How could that be, that a human being can be treated like an animal? The Torah says, how are you different than an animal? It seems to be what Koheles is talking about in the Havamina of Koheles. How is one different than an animal? You too are just a member of a species. And you will go through your own personal extinction. And that's the end of it. Gemara. So since the Rashi says that since the world, for the most part, does not live with this emuna pnimis in Tchias HaMeisim, therefore, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam is meaningless. Therefore, that feeling of self-worth, of godless, of my unique place in Hashem's eyes is gone. And from there, to be able to treat human beings like animals and to put them in cattle cars and take them off, it's not much of a leap. It's not much of a leap. V'nimtza d'yesh kan lefaneinu. Shalshalosh shel ha'alamos. There's a whole chain of ha'alamos, of concealment, of ignorance. Ashet taboyseh achuzais hein zu bezu. And the links of the chain are connected one to the other. Hofaz. So here it is. Hofaz hamisa. When death came into the world. Ma'alima al ha'akara shel b'shvili nevo'ilam. Death conceals, hides, seems to do away with this feeling of b'shvili nivra olam. U'mitoich kach, and then the chain goes on. And from there, mitoich kach, hi ma'lima al yichiduso shel Adam HaRishon. Mimela, Adam HaRishon also was a bamisa. Adam HaRishon was also not who he thought he was. U'mitoich kach, so the person doesn't believe in, person loses his belief in this whole inyan of any there being any significance in Adam Nevi Yechidi. U'mitoich kach, hi ma'alim al achdusa shel Adam. And mimela, this leads to this ha'alama, this concealment, or this inability to believe in the possibility of that achdus between one and the other. Because if man was not created by himself, then we no longer have that mitzias of what? Of avech lukulon. That inyan of avech lukulon, of Adam Nivri Yechidi, is the makar of that need that I have for somebody else to be able to have that connectedness. So if Adam Nivri Yechidi is eliminated, even though it's true that maybe there was such a thing, but it's meaningless. So he says, U'mitoch kach, hi ma'afilu ma'alim alagamri behechlet, amadregas kamoichan. And mimela, the whole concept, the whole idea of kamoicha, that one person should love the other person as himself. There's no self and there's no significance to the other. There's no real value to the self. And there's no real value to any relationship that I have with anybody else. Amadregas kamoicha b'havas azulas. Ad shehi monas afilu usat tzir shel hashvos ahavas azulas l'havas atzmos. It's not possible that there should be this tzir, this idea, that I should love another person as I love myself. Because if be'etzem, ani klum, if really I'm nothing, I'm just like an animal that dies. If I'm nothing, there's no b'shvili nevo'ilam. There's nothing unique or great about man. So if I'm nothing, then if I'm nothing, then he's also nothing. So what's the whole tachlis of v'haft lecha kamoicha? He's nothing. I'm nothing. And all we have in common is that we're two members of some species, no different than two zebras or two giraffes. It's that we're two members of some species. But ani klum v'hu klum, shneinu klum. So there's nothing that joins us together other than having membership to the same species. There's no kamocha, there's no ani, and there's no who. So, and the end of that is like Rav Kook says, and there's no real atoy, and there's no relationship with God either. And the cause of all of this, where all of this began to, where man's yechidus, where the yochid and the yachad began to unravel, was that's the appearance of the Malach HaMavis. That put an end, so to speak, to this delusion of man's grandeur and of man's great abiding love for the other. There's nothing that's particularly kedai about myself. And Mimela, there's nothing particularly special or unique about him. What do I have with him? Which is the appearance of death. Tas. The Novi's Chayrit came to tell us. About the great change that's going to take place. That Hashem will be one, His name will be one. The Gemara asks, it's really my testament. Beis nun. What do you mean by Yom Ahu Yashem Echad? On that day, Hashem will be one. Vayidna lav Hashem Echad. And now Hashem is not one. Uparak, and the answer of the Gemara, of the Gemara's answer is horrifying. But we know that this is the truth. The Gemara's answer is Hayidna al Shmuas Toivas. Now, in this world of concealment of death, when a person hears good news, al Shmuas Toivas, who Omer Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, he says Hashem is good, Hashem is kind. Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, when there's good news. When a baby is born, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, it's good. Vila B'Suras Rois, but when there's bad news, when someone dies, Omer Baruch Dayin HaAmis, then he says Baruch Dayin HaAmis, the true judge. We're divided, we're broken, we're split. We could say the words, we could theoretically say Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv at a funeral, but we wouldn't be saying those words with absolute belief and sincerity. Maybe some great exalted tzaddik could do that, who's a main Olam Haba Dikiyid, but for the most part, we wouldn't be able to say that with absolute sincerity. But on that day when Mashiach comes, Kulay HaToiv HaMeitiv. Kulay HaToiv HaMeitiv. Ayin Shah. V'dasn l'nov v'nokel. Now we could understand. Ki ad shleit testalik hoifas hamisim n'harlam. Only when that time comes when death disappears. When it's v'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shachet l'malach ha'moves. Only when death will disappear. Ayoyim ha'hu. And until that time, we make two brachas. We make for something good, we make HaToiv HaMeitiv. And for something chalila that's not good, we make what? We make Dayan Emes. Until the Malach HaMavis goes. As long as we're in this world of halama, of death, of concealment, where Hashem's oneness, Hashem's love, Hashem's kindness is covered by the darkness of man's death and of all of the suffering that comes with that. Kol zman shebrach hazu shadayin emes neheges, as long as we chayv to make that brach, and others, until death disappears. Chaseira kan shleimus agilu shel b'chinas Hashem echad. Yeah, we believe that Hashem is one. But it's a chaser. The shleimus of that gilui is not revealed in an open and clear way. That gilui of Hashem Echad, that everything is toiv. Because again, death makes a mockery. Death, and mimela, all the suffering and so on that leads to that and that comes from that, makes a mockery of those words, HaToiv HaMeitiv, that everything is good. Because even though it's true, but reality defies that truth. Reality contradicts that truth. Of Hashem Echad. V'nimtza b'kan chiddush nifla. So the Rashiva says, here we have a tremendous chiddush. Next page. Ki af al gav shagam ha'idna on the moisim isnaf sheinu al yichud Hashem shal Hashem Echad. Even though now in Golas, with this concealment, with this halama, with our being broken and divided, we muster up whatever emunah we can, and when we have to, when a Jew has to, is this week's parasha, is v'nikdashti b'sach bnei Yisrael. When a person has to, he will die for this belief. He'll die al kiddush Hashem. He'll die for that belief in yichud Hashem and Hashem Echad. And every single day when we say Kriya Shema, and we cover our eyes not to see the reality in front of us, because only in that place that's hidden from our eyes, only in that place where we can't see that Malach HaMavis, and we come to that part of ourselves of that emunah pnimis, where there is no death and there is no malach hamavos, we can say the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We come up with Nergela Dinei Brachas. However, as far as the halach is concerned, as far as halacha Dinei Brachas, on the Tavsum Shein Hagilu Hazesh Hashem Echad Nit Pas Belev. As far as halach is concerned, halach is, which is dealing with the mitzias of this world, that's what halach is about. As far as that's concerned, that belief in Hashem Echad cannot fill the heart in such a way. Bo'is HaBehirus, Bo'is HaBehirus, with the clarity and the absoluteness. Ad kedekach, she'ebi cholta levarach ha'toiv ha'meitiv, that I should be able to say, ha'toiv ha'meitiv. That we should take a stroll through Auschwitz or Treblinka and say, baruch ha'toiv ha'meitiv. We're not holding by that. Gam al besuras rois, to hear terrible news and to say hatoyva meitu, to come to that nakuda, when the world is the malachim of us is laughing, we can't do that. Like the Gemara says over there, we wouldn't be honest with ourselves. It wouldn't be honest. And the brachas were established, the brachas were made for us to be able to say with absolute certainty and honesty. And this terrible, terrible little doubt that's there, and this painful presence of the Malach HaMavis is what creates the matzav that we're in right now. Sho matzav shel gam hatoiv v'hameitiv. That we have two different brachas. When something is obviously good, and we say the bracha hatoiv hameitiv, because I understand this is good, and I feel this is good, and I thank Hashem with absolute sincerity for that which is good. But even that hatoiv hameitiv is covered, is concealed. And this helam and this hester comes from the presence of death, which what we look at and we see death, we cannot bring ourselves to at this time in history, we cannot bring ourselves to say with absolute honesty and sincerity, Hatoiv HaMeitiv, that this is good. So what happens? So Zachinu Eifo 10, Yud. L'din ki hisalmusam shal shnei sugi ha'yechidus, shenizbaru lefaneinu. So we have these two types of yechidus, of oneness, uniqueness. Man's uniqueness and oneness, so to speak, and God's oneness. Shnei suga yechidus nesbar lofenu dahainu yechidus adam v'yechidus hatoiv v'hameitiv. Before death, man was able to say b'shvili nevar olam, and to feel it and to know it. Without death, man can say b'shvili nevar olam, and therefore he's able to feel in the deepest way Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad hatoiv v'hameitiv. But shneim ahavim shnei tzadim shamadbei achas. Hamadbei he, there are two sides to this coin. Hofas hamavis ba'olam. The appearance, what they share in common, is the appearance of death in the world. That means that with death, because of death, there's a ha'aloma, there's a concealment of man's greatness, of man's oneness, of his uniqueness. And with death in the world, there's the ha'aloma, there's a concealment of Hashem's love and Hashem's oneness, of everything being tov, of everything being good, of there being this one God who's completely good, because we're torn by the presence of death. Both of these hastaros come as a result of misa of death. This is what is covering and concealing man's yechidus, meaning ki'ilu a person is ani achad, umiyuchad. I am one. Regardless of what's happened in my life, I am one, and I have this deep, deep, unbreakable oneness, value, worth, because b'shvili nevaylam, that was shattered by death, and al yichidus hatoiv hameitiv, and Hashem's absolute oneness of being completely good. And Hashem l'kinu Hashem achad. It's also. V'aloy amarnu, ki helim yichidus odom hu hu ha-helim shamadregas kamocha v'havas azulas. And as we learn, since there is no ani, there is no great ani, there's nothing unique about ani, then it's not shaykh that there should be anything that's unique about kamocha. What's the meaning of kamoch? I should love him as I love myself. I can't stand myself. I'm a worthless piece of garbage, and I'm going to be eaten by the worms. So I love him the same way that I love myself. So he's also a piece of garbage, and that's what's happened to the world. That's what's happened to the world. Because that helim, that concealment, that disappearance of the yichidus of hatoiv ha'meitiv, that everything is good and Hashem is one, v'yachasei ha'odom l'mokom, in man's relationship to God, that we can't really feel that because it seems to us there's such an unbelievable ha'alama. My wife was just reading to me, she's reading this book about some tiny shtetl in Russia. I forgot the name of it. I never heard of it. And it was the whole shtetl was only Jews. There were 2,000 Jews in the shtetl, and she's reading this book. And when the Germans, when the Nazis came and they were taking them away, they took the rov of this shtetl away, and he was wearing his talis and tefillin. And they were pulling him away with his towels and tefillin, and he started to scream out. He said, the words are terrible. And he said that maybe the heavens are really empty. That's what he said. The tzaddik was saying, maybe the heavens are empty. Those were his words. Maybe the heavens are empty. That there could be such a possibility of such a ha'alama, of Hatoiv Ametiv, of Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, that even a great person like that, at his last moments with his Talis and Tefillin, had this tiny little place inside of him that was saying, what is going on? There was more of the sentence, I forgot, but it was something like, Ovi Overachman, my father, compassionate father, where are you? And then he said, maybe the heavens are taka empty, such a lashon. So there's this dent, there's this terrible wedge in the ben adam l'makom, in man's connection to God, to be able to connect truly to a God who doesn't seem to be one, who seems to have this thing between sometimes he's good and then I'm happy and I make a tov ha'meitiv, and then there's other stuff and I try to accept and I say dayan ha'emes, but I don't get it, and I can't say hatov ha'meitiv when someone dies. B'shuluv hu behelam madregas kamoicha. It's the same inyan of this helim, of this problem of kamocha, of being able to love another person as I love myself. That's why I have to love kamocha. Ani Hashem. It's the same problem. Ani Hashem and kamocha. Loving another person and loving God. Kamocha. Ani Hashem. Yudal. Vehem heim advar. Ba'oimek vedakus. L'shanu shel Ramban. And now we can come to the Ramban. Another became beferish leperusho. Kosev Ramban shekamoicha. Half look at Ramban wrote this a shocking thing. He says that kamocha, to love another person like yourself as yourself, is an exaggeration. Klaimer bevade shekenu ames. Shekenu ames. In other words, kenu ames. The truth is that man has the capacity to love another person as he loves himself. Man was wired in that way and was created in that way. Adam was never yechidi, alone. And in that place of being yechidi, of being alone, and coming from one man, he's able on the one hand to feel his own self-worth, and at the same time to look at the other and to believe that he too is my brother that comes from the same father, and he too has this uniqueness and this great value and worth. Shekeinu ha'emes. And I was, v'haftu ha'ach ha'kamoicha, be'emes is emes. Elo de kamoicha, no, I remember the kulatav ha'meitiv, hu ha'flogi b'dinei brachas. However, in the Mitzias right now of post Gan Eden, in the Mitzias of men being thrown out of Gan Eden, and the laughter of the Malach HaMoves. We have Hilchus Brachas. Hilchus Brachas is stark reality. And in the reality of Hilchus Brachas, we make two brachas. When something is good, and we see it, we say Atov Emetiv. Otherwise, it's dynamis. Va'afal pisha b'vadei kein hu'emes. Even though the be'emes, it's true that there is this v'ha'vlecha kamoicha. So we close our eyes and we're able to say with our emunah, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kilu Mashiach's already here. Kilu, there is no death. And there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's me. And then I open my eyes and there's the other. And I love myself and I can love him as I love myself. And that reality of there being one God who's HaTov HaMeitiv, I could do that. That's cool. HaTov HaMeitiv. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be one bracha. HaTov HaMeitiv. El Shabidini bracha, so aflaga. However, to say an actual bracha before Mashiach comes, because we can close our eyes and keep our mouths closed and then muster up enough emunah to say Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad after thinking about it. But to say a bracha and to say Amen, Ki'ilu, this is the absolute truth that I am living in, we can't do that. That's the Ramban saying is a aflaga. It's an exaggeration. Therefore, the Chacham had to institute a separate bracha called Dayana Emes, where we bow our heads down and we say, listen, we believe that you're the true judge, but we don't get it. So it's the same when it comes to Kamoicha. The Kushta de Mil Sa'achi Hava. Shuv Chaver Oimdim Heim Eshvachas. The truth is that I have irreplaceable worth, value, and greatness, and so does the other. We're both children of Adam Rishon. El l'shalinyin ahava harei zeh haflaga. But in terms of how I feel about the other person, it's an exaggeration. Because I'm not really able to come to that place of myself, let alone him. The Ramban gave two reasons why kamocha is a haflag is an exaggeration. A person's heart cannot love somebody the way that he loves himself. The same way that in our hearts, like that's what the Gemara says in Psachim, in the person's heart, he can say the words with his mouth, HaTov HaMeitiv, he can say all kinds of things, but in your heart, you don't really accept that. You're not happy about this. If you say HaTov HaMeitiv and this person died, you're not happy. Al-Basuras Rose, on bad news. V'tam HaSheini, Nesh is a Neged Adin. It's also against Halacha. The Kaimelon, Chayach HaKadim, L'Chayach HaVecha. Because Halacha, again, is functioning in that reality of he is not, I don't feel that he's like me. I love myself. And I can't say, I would not say, I can't say HaToiv HaMeitiv on something that's bad. The Mimela is the same thing. Chayach HaKoidma, my life, that's the second thing, is Nahalacha. My life comes before his life. My life takes precedence. Self-love is comes before the love of the other. So that's what Ramban says. That V'havdach K'moy is a half-logger. V'ezei bidiyuk mamish, K'moy shonah orm b'shem en adin, osla v'arach HaToiv HaMeitiv al shmur ra. The same thing. This problem with the problem that we have with the Ramban has with kamocha, loving another person just as yourself, is the same problem we have with seeing Hashem's goodness, even though reality doesn't look that way. In other words, Hashem Echad. That good and bad, life and death, happy things, bad things, it's all Echad. The same way I'm not Echad with the other guy. I can't really come to that place, Be'emes, in this present state of things, to Hashem Echad. The Geshem Shishleim is Gilui of Shal Hashem Echad Hu B'yayim Ahu. Dafka. Only when Mashiach comes will there be that Hisgalus and the covering of death will be taken away. B'yayim Hazeh, Eino El HaFloga, therefore, B'yayim Hazeh, right now, before Mashiach comes, loving another person as yourself, the nice words, but it's an exaggeration. Shal Ein on a Nohagim, the same way that if I say God is so wonderful that he killed my friend, it's a hagzom, it's an exaggeration. You don't really feel that. Only by Yom Ahu. Einu el haflog, it's an exaggeration. Anu armen, chayecha kermel, chayecha berach. Halach is, your life comes before somebody else's life, and there's a bracha, dayin emes. Ubi yoyser, havlot, and amakach. To make it clear, madregas kamocha, hi piskas achtus odom. This madrega of I love him as much as myself, that's the highest madrega that one can reach, in achtus odom, in that connectedness of one person with another, because we have one father. We all come from Adam. V'yesh kan dimyon tzura liyotzre kivyachol. Ki kishem sheshlemus giluya shel achdus Hashem. Einim is kayem is eleba chazon achdus yom. The same way that true, deepest feeling of Hashem being absolutely one and that everything is good, that can only be by yom ahu. It cannot be by yom hazeh. It cannot be by yom hazeh. Only by yom ahu. K'morchein shlemus giluya achdus Adam. So too. For me to feel for the other, that absolute oneness and that absolute love for the other as myself. We come back to the beginning. We're going to go through or 4 minutes afterwards. Hashem Yimchal. It says by when the luchas were given, it says charus aluchas, they were engraved. The words were engraved on the luchas. Chacham Pirshu Atikri Charus. Don't read this Charus. Engraved. Ella Cherus. We were free. We were liberated. Cherus Mimalach HaMavis. There was one moment in time in history where we experienced freedom from the angel of death. Where this halama, this concealment, was removed. Where the Malach HaMavis disappeared for that moment, and we were able to say, Ein Od Milvado. Everything is a toiva meitiv, and we're able to vayichan sham ki ish echad b'lev echad. Right? Only for that could only happen when death was taken away. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Ater es adas. It could only be. The vinyanim shadvarim elu kachu yisrael v'raisa chadhu. V'alach ravachasi ka'omid v'shasi tis neshom. The halacha is that when you're standing in the room when a person dies, dina kara sefer tar shenisrav, it's like watching a sefer tar that's being burned. Chalila. V'ni b'raya sefer tar shenisrav kaimelon. The halacha is that if a person's there when a sefer tar is being burned, the kareya shtayim, he has to make two kriyas. He tears twice. Achas ala klaf, once for the klaf, for the parchment. V'achas ala gvil, and once for the gvil, for the scroll, for the gvil.
Since we see that there is this comparison of death, yitzias neshom to shreifa sefer Torah, to the burning of a sefer Torah, shma amina, we learn from here, sheyesh dimyon l'neshama beguf, that there's a comparison of the neshama in the guf. We're familiar with this idea, that there's a comparison between that relationship between the soul and the body, la'oisias ala klaf, like the oisias, like the letters that are upon the klaf. In the same way that letters that are on parchment can be erased, and they can be removed from the klaf. In this world where there's a malach hamavis, the neshama can be separated from the guf, that can be torn apart. The same way that the letters can be taken away, can be erased from the parchment. But Hashem gave us the Torah with what? With luchais, even. He gave luchos, he gave tablets of stone. The letters of the luchos, oisis of chakika that are engraved. Oisis ksiv, you cannot erase oisis of chakika that were engraved. Those cannot be erased. Oisis of chakika, ena dover nois of la klav. It's not something which is separate or in addition to the klav. It is the klav. It is the luch. The oisis and the luchos are one. Echad. It's in the stone. It's the stone itself. The letters and the stone are one. The neshama and the guf is all one. That's tchias ameisim. That's tchias ameisim. Where the neshama and the guf are inseparable, that's called tchias ameisim. That's why at that time Malach HaMavis was gone. Chorus alaluchais, engraved, and because it was engraved in the stone, it means what? Chayrus mi Malach HaMavis. It's the same thing. Chorus alaluchais, engraved in the tablets, equals Cherus mi malach hamavis, equals man being free from the curse of death. And the mimela there's ishki yishachem leivechad shalom aleichem aleichem shalom. After vecha kamoicha, Hashem is baruch. Hashem akin Hashem achatar es adas. It's all. Everything is one. There's no mechikel. There's no fraud. When they came, begili matan luchas. Therefore, when the luchas were given, oil gam yisol yachas neshama laguf, b'tzias shel hakika. We experience that every Jew experienced that at Har Sinai. That hakika. That's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is somehow a return to that. By Kesser on Shavuos morning, we come to that place. Mamish to that place. It's unbelievable. Shein bo mokim lahafrodis oisis, mokim hachakikosin. There's no separation. Vizem we inyan, shedorshu chazal, shematan luchas hoye bo cheus ni malach hamobis, mitevis chorus is cheus, it's the same thing. Cheus, chorus is the same thing. Nesha chorus, perush chakika. Chorus means engraved. The chakika zuhi beside chibu neshama baguf. Chakika means the neshama is engraved. The neshama is engraved in the guf. Hainu hach, it's one chavtze, the neshama and the guf. But if it's only eaten left forward, that means that there's life forever. It means chis amazim. It means boskers broke for shachin malchamavis. Ice. That's it. No more malchamavis. No more death. You saw the ice of chadu that a Jew and the Torah is all one thing. And let's finish. I'm sorry. Please be Michael. I know I'm messing up people. The chayz v'man mikan letchilasim shel dvarim. There's the five on the first side that are ben on mamakom, ben on mamakom is Hashem Hakadosh Hashem Achad, and then there's the second side of the luchos has to be the luchos. The second side of luchos is what is basically v'hafto reacha kamaicha, me and you, we're one. That's ben on mechaveru. After we learned what we learned, now we can understand why the luchos and only the luchos could have brought together those two worlds in absolute, in an absolutely synchronized way, ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachaveru, because there cannot be the ben adam lachaveru, that there cannot be that absolute love for the other unless there's that absolute belief in what Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There cannot be. It cannot be. And only when it was Chorus Aluchas by the Matan Aluchas, and the Neshom was in the Guf, and the letters are engraved, and the Malachim Obis is gone, Chayrus, only then can there be that perfect symmetry between love of God and love of the self, and loving and knowing that I have the most, I am worth all of creation, but so is He. And everything is Toiv HaMeitiv. We learn that death creates this horrible separation of in the soul. It creates this mechitza benefesh, between what I believe in my head, that Hashem is one, but what I'm feeling in my heart, between my belief in my head is that everything is good, but in my heart I feel this is horrible, this is a tragedy. And I'm not happy saying Kaddish. This is terrible. I say that I'm one with this person. I say that I love you as much as I love myself. But the din is chayach akaydman. It's not real. It's a haflog. It's an exaggeration. This mechitz, this terrible presence of death, brings a wedge into those two worlds of ben olam mokum and chaveru. Ein ha'agosha shablev mesigas and munish shablev. Our feelings are not keeping up with our thoughts. We don't feel what we believe in. We believe in something in our minds, but in our hearts, I believe that God is good, but I feel this is terrible. I believe that He's a good guy, but I feel that His life is not worth anything compared to my life. Shrei mitzad ne'amuna shebelev, onumakim shekula ha'tevimaitiv. With my amuna, everything is ha'tevimaitiv. Ilam ha'goshish, but as far as how I feel, skukim onum mitzius shebrechas dynamis. How I feel, I don't feel that way, that this is good. Therefore, there's a bracha called dynamis. V'hu adin v'hi amida, gam b'ben rab m'chaveru. The hagosha shebelev, the feeling of the heart cannot hold this emuna in Hashem Echad. Shaharei mitzad emuna shebelev onumakim ba'achdus sheyisel madreges kamoicha. In terms of my emuna, I believe that all Jews are one. But if all Jews are as good as me, then how come I'm fighting with them all the time? And how come when that guy gets an aliyah, I can't have my child? I'm so sick. Like, what's going on? I have to kamoicha. So he should get shishi. Why should I get shishi before him? I have to have kamoicha. That's the reality. Chayecha kaidman. You know that, and I know that, and that's the mitzvah. But the Ramban isn't wrong. The Ramban says it's haflaga, but the truth is, it's just there's a halama, this death is such a mess. ושתי המחיץ הללו הן תולדותיו של אפס המובס. מובס. ומעט המתן לוחה שכל עניין הוא חרוס חרוס, נו ממילא. The giving of the luchos, which is what? Which is engraved, which is the neshama in the guf, which is not letters that are erased. It means a permanent, enduring relationship of the soul and the body, which means tchias ha-meisel, which means life everlasting, which means that once again, everything is recalibrated and reset to what? B'shvili nevarilam. And, v'hashto echa kamaycha, yechidus, yochid and echad, everything is now back. Yechidus and achdus is back. The chetzitza, the mechitza that separates between what I think and what I feel. And I'm able to feel what I believe in. And I can say, I'm for everything. That's what about the luchos. It's perfect five over here and five over there. Because by the matna luchos, there was this bursting forth of the light for that moment of Maimed HaSinai, that's what Shavuos is all about. There was that experience of Bayom Ahu in Yom Hazeh. Bayom Ahu came to visit us while it's Yom Hazeh. That's what happened. And ever since we experienced that, we can somehow in ourselves, in some way, we could at least come to this Amunah believe. The Hargosh is very, very hard. And therefore it perfectly makes sense that there should be five ben al-Mokum and five ben al-Chavir. B'yachas al-Mokum, al-Yachas al-Mokum.